Okay, hi, Paul Slackers, Good News Planet. I'm here at my good friend Harriet Moshe-Lee Weiss's house, and I'm here because it began in Transylvania, a memoir of mistakes and surprises with Renee Palmer. Okay, I'm here with Renee Palmer. Hi, Renee, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Now, you just shared what your book is. It seemed to me like a little bit of your life story, if not a lot of it. And tell us about it, because it's really a fascinating experiences that you're sharing.
Well, it really is my life story. It starts with my life in Romania during communist regime, and our escape to the free world, so to speak, and after that, various adventures from, you know, as a young person, usually done due to typical stupidity of young people, but it was fun, and you know, describes my what it was like to be in school when you can't speak a word of English, and what it's like to go out on a date when you don't know what a date is, and a couple of interesting jobs that I've had over the years. Plus, of course, I don't want to give away the end, but there's a 65-year-old secret, shocking secret, that I discovered on my last trip to Romania a few years ago, and that's what propelled me to do this book.
You had a family, some member in the Shoah? Was that right?
Yes, my mother. My mother has a show interview. I think it was done in 1995.
Uh-huh. And Shoah is what?
Well, it's a program, I think, that was established by Steven Spielberg, and they interview survivors from the Holocaust, and it's stored in their library, you know, when they did it, they sent us copies. But of course, at that time, it was VHS. And now you can get it as a CD.
Uh-huh. And there's a link in your book. Is it okay? I'm gonna make a link to that interview.
Yes, yes, you can. I picked out about 5 or 10 minute part of the interview, which is 2 hours, because it's a very specific incident that happened in the munitions factory where my mother was working during when she was not, it wasn't even in Auschwitz, it was in Somerdan. They were taken to this munitions factory, and I wanted people to know what she did, because it was very heroic what she and her fellow prisoners did in an effort to save American lives.
Great. So, where can you get the book?
The book is available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online.
Uh-huh. Okay, last question. What's good news for you?
Good news for me?
Yes.
Anything that makes me smile and means that everybody around me is happy. That's always good news.
All right, my last question. We're very involved with the International Day of Peace, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So, Renee, what does peace mean to you?
Well, peace means to me really a kind of love and acceptance, and that's really what it is. It's, you know, to be content and love thy neighbor.
Beautifully stated. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.